Well, I think he just wanted to because it's on the remote control. He wanted to do it.
Yeah, cause look, see the green light.
Yes, you can switch it off if you want to. We can switch it on again later on, so there's no worry. Are we going to do these fish?
I'm going to super here.
Well, I'll come and help you too, because we don't want it falling all over the place.
Whoops.
Careful, careful. Oh, that's the empty one. That's all right. Here's the full one.
Whoa.
Now, fishes, have you cleaned up?
Hello, Bertie. How are you? The fish is like people. Don't know. What do you think?
Mummy.
Hello, Bertie. Edward, do you
Mommy.
Like us?
Mummy.
Yeah. You want to tell your sleeves wrong?
Yeah. Mm. It's got the shirt on.
Yeah. Well, we'll just undo the cuff.
Yeah.
And roll it up. And there we are.
That's fun. He's doing it.
Well, we need Christopher to do it as well, don't we?
Yeah.
And whatever you do, don't rip it all over my stereo, okay? Who's going to get the weed out?
Me.
Well, you could perhaps do it together, but be careful. Mind the fish. Whoops. If you drop it into this one with the clean water in. Whoops, look out, because it's dripping. Right, it's Christopher's turn now. You've had one turn.
Okay.
Oh, he hasn't got his sleeves done up yet, look.
Only two.
Only two what?
Two arms up.
True. Funny with four.
I'm going to get a bridger.
No, but...
Just let me go and get the cups from the kitchen.
All of them, please.
Tim's making him up. Drop the...
Can I do the bridge?
Whoops.
I want to do the bridge.
Well, as they're Christopher's fish, shall we let Christopher do the fish? Do the bridge. Go on then. Whoops.
No.
Got it. Okay, now then, when we... Whoops. Set. Now, I think that needs washing out, doesn't it, that bridge? It's pretty yucky. Right, you put the dirty water in this bucket then with the bridge.
I want that, please.
What, the jug? I think you'd be better with a cup than that. No, come on, because you might go and get the fish in the jug and then we'll be in a mess.
Why will the fish come into the jug?
Be careful, because we don't want to be in a thunderstorm. Hello, fish. You all right in there?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good.
I'm taking the bits out.
Right.
I'm taking the bits out.
Just take all that. It's pretty dirty. Look at the stones.
Need to wash the whole
bit out. Okay, we need to leave them some to swim in before we catch them. Just a little bit more. Gently, Tim.
Why can't we leave them without water?
Well, what do you think would happen to the poor things if we left them without water?
I don't know.
Do you know that fish can't breathe unless they're in water? So if they're out of the water, they die. Just like if we're under the water too long, we die. Right, I think we should stop now and get them out of there. Stop, Tim. Can I borrow this cup now to fish these fish out? Fish the fish.
Fish the
come
fish
on, fish.
Out.
Here you come. Are you Edward or Bertie?
Edward.
Let me see.
Well, Chris was the expert. He knows. Whoops.
I think that one is Edward.
Right, Edward,
I think
come
that's
on.
That's Edward.
Come on, Edward.
Yes, that's Edward.
In here, please. Thank
that's
you.
That's Edward.
Right, into the water.
That's bigger than the other one.
Oops. Bertie's disappearing. Come on, Bertie, in this cup.
No.
Aha, yeah. Caught ya. There we are. No, I'll take those over there. We don't need to do that now, look, because I can just carry the thing into the kitchen. You come and help me with the stones in the kitchen.
Well, I've got some stones.
No, don't get the stones out, you dilly. What a noggin. Right, let's take this into the kitchen and clean it up. Can you bring the bridge?
Bridge.
Yeah, we need the bridge.
Take
we're going
that
to
one,
be...
though, that's got the bridge in.
Try not to drip it everywhere, though, Tim. garden.
Can I get the rest to go in it with the jug?
Yeah. We've already got some water. Oh, look, it's horrible.
Ew. Well, you have to put stones at the bottom.
I think we shall have to scrub these.
Mummy.
So horrid today. Mummy, what? Oh my goodness. Let me help you. Thank you. I thought you were just bringing the bridge. I realise we're doing the whole thing. There we go.
When you took it all back, where did you put it?
From the bottom.
Water in. Can I get some water and put it in the jug and pour it in?
Yeah, if you want to. We've actually got clean water in there, because that's clean water that's in the bucket that the fish are swimming in now.
Hello.
I've lost the brush. We need a brush here. So here we are. But I've put some breadcrumbs on the top instead of cheese, because we seem to like that at the moment, don't we? It needs to go in the oven, really.
What?
It needs to go in the oven, really. Pardon? What did you say?
They're really tatty this time.
Really tatty?
Mm.
What?
Really,
oh, you mean the stones, yeah. It's a long time. No. It's a long time since we clean them. It's just dirty, really, rather than tatty. Tim, so I can see you, please. Tim! Let's go and see what he's up to. Come on. What are you doing? You're not throwing water, are you?
No.
And then we'll all get wet if you do. Because we don't want a bath. Why what?
Why do you need to wash them out?
Because they're so messy. Look, you see, it's all brown.
Yeah.
We just wipe around the outside of the tank now. I think that'll help. It's gone all funny inside, can you see? Whoops. Look at that. I think it's the kind of food we're using, because it's different food from the food that we had at the beginning. It didn't seem to get as bad as this at the beginning.
Why didn't it seem to get as bad as this?
I don't know, it just didn't. Yes, we used the little pot, and then we bought that box.
Mummy!
Hello!
Where's the little pot, Mummy?
What's your problem? You all right?
I'm
going to put water in. We'll just give him one more swish.
Yes, I got half of the pot. Then he left. Little pot, Mum.
What little pot? The fish food, you mean? Well, the thing was, because we bought a box, and the box is a bit flimsy.
Oh.
I thought we would put the new fish food into the old pot, you see. So the old pot has still got some in, but it's really the new food. Do you see?
Why don't you keep it in the pot?
There's still some food in there as well. Right, okay, if you want to put your jug of water in now, this is your moment. Do you want to get a jug full? Do you want to get some from the tap?
What?
You can if you want to. Because you'll probably need more than what's in the bucket anyway. Tim, do you want to carry this?
What?
Do you want to carry this?
What?
This tank. Can you manage? Don't drop it, will you? If I hold the cup. Don't drop it, whatever you do.
Do you want to touch it?
Fill it up to the number one there, look, that means 1 pint.
Mom, could you...
What?
Turn it on.
Okay.
I've done it.
Well, put the dinner in. Oh, well done. Right, away you go, see if you can get it in the... Oops.
Made a hole.
I think you're doing it a bit roughly, Tim. Can you do it more gently so the stones don't move?
Don't just pull it in one place. You're making another hole.
You put, tip it onto the bridge and then you won't make a hole because the bridge will be in the way. Oop. What a dillis. Oh no, if you're going to do it like that, we're going to have to stop you from doing it. Come on. Mind the fish. Poor things. That's better, Tim. Oh no, disaster. Move the video quick. Make sure it's dried.
It is dry.
Oh. Now just watch it with those fish, please. While I get a cloth. So is our room, look. It's a good job it's just water, not orange squash. Ah! Oh, Christopher, be careful. That's quite clever, really. As long as you didn't hurt him. Here you go, Mr. Fish, let's go for a swim now. Now look, we've got a fish in there and a fish in there, Tim, so we must be careful now because otherwise we're going to hurt
There's only one in there.
I think I'd better fish that one out, do you?
Yeah. There's already one in there,
yeah.
Tim, now.
So when you pour the water, don't go tipping it on top of him because you'll get a shock. Let's have this weed out.
There's one in there.
You're going to help the weed? Whoops.
You can take
all right. Alright, wait a minute now because Mummy's going to fish this fish out.
Mum, how do you think I caught it?
Look at all the bits in there. I don't know how you caught it though. It was rather clever, really.
Yeah, because when you catch...
You just got to be careful because if you're not careful, you hurt them, you see. Cause if you touch their tails or their fins or something. There we are. Right, now when you're tipping it in now, I should use a cup now, Christopher, because the jug will be too much water for them. Right, now just gently now.
I am good to...
Well, watch where you're pouring, Tim, not on top of the fish, please.
I'm going to use that bit. It's got dirt in it. I'm going to use that bit. Right, now. I'm going to pour it over there.
Go on, then.
That isn't in the
weather. Whoops. Well, look, next door's got a new car, unless it's a visitor. What do you think? Got a white one.
Will that be in the
floor? A bit more, I think. Gently does it. That was a good one, Tim. Well done.
Oh, no.
See if you can tip it without the bits going in then.
I did!
What?
I did put a bit in.
Oh well, never mind. It'll come out next week.
What happens if you put a bit in the fish might think it's food.
Well, I think those bits that are in there are really just bits of weed. I don't think it's anything too awful. What's this thing? It's a funny thing.
Hello, this is going to be all over. Does it need filling after this?
I should think so.
Oh, does it nearly?
Just a little bit. I think we've nearly got enough now, don't you?
No, we haven't yet.
We have too much more. We shall
what?
Have it overflowing.
We don't want it overflowing. Oh, if it gets right to the top, we'll have to stop.
I think it has to stop before we get right to the top.
What? We're going to have a... Ah!
Tell you what, look, you hold the cup and I'll tip the bucket. Right? I'll hold your cup. There you go. All done. Right, we need a cloth now to wipe up the bits around the edges. What are you doing? Well, look, why don't you have one of these and you can clean it quickly?
Come on. There's just this bit. Listen, don't wipe in the fish oil. Oh dear! It's in the fish.
Well, you're a silly Billy, you are. It's the edges you've got to do, look, not inside it.
What about putting the roof on the roof?
Yeah, we need the roof on, don't we?
I'll put mine over the top of the fish.
Do you have to pick up the top, the lid, please? Except if we're going to put food in, we didn't want to put it on just yet, did we?
No, but we could put food.
Oh, we could put food through there. Now you've got dry hands, because if you touch the food with wet hands, guess what happens?
What?
Can you guess?
Yeah.
It sticks to your fingers. Yeah, just make sure. Oh, look at your trousers! Soaked! How did you do that?
With this candy, but it's full of our fingers.
Okay, we're just drying your fingers first.
It is a long time.
Well, you did the. I poured all the water into your cup, so it's Christopher's turn to feed them.
What about the box?
Well, you don't need the box, because the box has got some food in, but that's got the rest of it. It's okay about washing them, it's the dryness that matters. Are they dry, your hands? Yeah? Go on then. Well, not too much.
Hang on, I can't get too much through them.
You watch underneath, Tim, see if they come up to the top.
Yeah.
Are they coming?
Is that enough?
I should think so.
Tiny bit.
Go on then, just a little spot.
That's lovely. Is that going to come up? They come up? No. They did!
Well, they're probably a bit shocked now because they've got clean water.
And they're bigger in the same place.
Not quite.
Yeah, they're bigger than.
Is that? Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh!
Good. That's that done.
I just saw one eating. This is going to. Is that eating the food or eating the weed?
I don't know. I'm never sure if they eat this weed because it doesn't look as if it's going anywhere. Can you watch what? The video. What do you want to watch?
Something new.
Pardon?
I haven't watched.
There isn't anything new, no, because I haven't got round to videoing today because I was out teaching this afternoon.
What about the morning?
I was out at Tesco's this morning. In fact, I went to wave goodbye to Grandma. I took her to the train. You'll never guess, when we got to the train station, guess what Grandma had to catch? A bus.
Why?
Because the trains weren't running, they're electrifying the line. You know, they're putting up the electric lines overhead. Well, they've got to have a bus to get to Barnt Green, I think. No. I think it's 1993 before it opens. It's 1992. Next year.
Yeah, that's when I'm 7.
Yes, I suppose it will be when you're 7.
Yeah, because it's...
Because you'll be 6 this year, won't you? And
yeah.
7 next year. When you're 7, it'll be finished. It's a long time, isn't it?
No, it's not very, very long.
No.
It's not
feels
about
like.
100 weeks, is it?
Actually, it is. It'll be about 52 weeks. 52 weeks in a year.
Oh,
it's a microphone. I just pulled it down. It's supposed to sit on there. Well, a man came earlier on today and he said, please would we record conversations that we have all the time. So you don't have to touch it, you just have to talk to me and just leave it sitting there, it doesn't matter.
Mommy?
Yes?
Mommy? How does it test you on the jumper?
It just picks up your voice. You know, like in church, you know when we go to church and you have a microphone on and it makes your voice go around all the church? Well, it's a bit like that, but instead of making it go around all the church, it goes onto the tape.
Yeah.
So it records, yes, there's the tape in my pocket, look.
Where?
In there.
Why do you have to?
Let's
have a look at it.
We'll have a look at it later on.
Why
so
do very, you have
very
to
Very tuneful,
have
Tim.
Why do you have to have it?
Because there are some people that want to listen to what we say in our house and what we say to each other. And then they can think about language and how people use language.
What about in France?
In France? No, we won't pick up our voices in France. In France, if they did the same thing, they'd be talking in French down their machine. Hello. Ooh. What a lovely tune.
That's a funny one. That's a funny one.
It is a funny one. Now it's 5 o'clock. What time do you think Daddy is going to get home today? Shall we guess?
61.
That could be a funny time.
Why?
There's no such time as 61.
61 minutes.
In 61 minutes, that'll be another hour and 1 minute, which will make it 1 minute past six. It's 5 o'clock at the moment, and I don't know what time it's coming. Because he's supposed to come home early today, but then he was in Pontypool yesterday, so he might not be. You want to watch the telly? What do you want to watch on the telly?
Bones.
Think about Bones again. You like that one, don't you?
We keep having it.
I'll tell you what, when I was in school yesterday, I went into a classroom and there, hanging in the classroom, was a skeleton made out of cardboard and all the children had made all the different bones and it was all hanging together. It looked really funny. Hello. Are you worrying, dear?
I am worrying. What's happened to my wife?
Why are you worrying?
She's gone to another planet.
No. It's just a microphone, dear. I've been having one of my little do's again with men on the doorstep. I have to record all our conversations for a week, okay, off and on. And then away they go to, I'll get you the letter, dear, so you can read it. You can switch it off if you want to say anything too personal, dear. Just hold on. Anyway, did you have a good shop? You what? fun. I told him you would think it was fun, dear.
Did you?
You'll soon get used to it, don't worry. Yes, it's the bones.
The bones.
It's finished.
What are the bones?
Think about the science programme.
It's not finished.
It's got bones on it. Are you ready for your tea, dear? The tea's ready for you.
We have been on a high speed, yeah.
Why is there a high speed on there? What is it?
It's called the Brunel Experience.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No.
Isambard Kingdom Brunel was best known for his railways, and this was perhaps his most impressive construction.
Remember that one? We
the
didn't cross that one,
really.
On our honeymoon.
Oh. I don't remember that. When?
1985, 15th of April.
Did we go across there?
Yes.
Oh, of course, because we went to the train, didn't we, down to Exeter?
Penzance. Down to Penzance.
It is really tea time, Tim. We're just watching this because that is exciting.
Yeah. A hefty problem.
Have we recorded this then?
I don't know.
Oh, I know what this is. This is part of this morning before Rosie and Jim. No, only me. Yeah. Just told him. I don't particularly want one, but it was just interesting.
What's
I didn't
this then?
And that's the headphones if you want to listen back.
Mummy.
Yes, Timothy.
I want to go to the toilet.
Have you not been to the toilet yet?
No.
All right, come on then. I'll come with you, yeah, before I get the dinner out. And then when I come down, it'll be dinner time. I've just switched the oven off.
What?
I've just switched the oven off.
I hurt myself on a big stick.
You hurt yourself on a big stick?
Yeah, because Ian gave me a prickly stick.
Ian gave you a prickly stick and you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that was silly.
Ian. Yeah.
I don't suppose he thought it was prickly. He probably was being kind because he thought he was giving you a nice stick. Right, let's go and get this dinner out. Did Ian get pricked? I don't know. Did Ian get pricked?
No.
No. Just you. I expect he had a smooth stick for himself, did he?
Yeah. Ian just won.
Ian had a smooth stick.
Yeah.
I expect it was one of these walks, you know, and Ian found a stick and then he thought Tim would like one.
And a bead or...
Don't touch it, Tim.
How did he not get pricked?
Tim? How did Ian not get pricked? When he picked the stick up, you mean? I don't know. Perhaps he just picked it up in the right place. Who? Ian didn't? No. Well, I expect he just handed it to Tim and Tim picked it up thinking it was smooth. Turned out to be prickly.
He gave it to Tim and Tim rolled it in the right place. He put it on the
floor
and he put it.
Oh, could be. Don't know. How many sprouts can you cope with? Two?
None.
None? You're joking. You've got to have one. I'll just leave one on there.
Mm-hmm. A tiny one!
It is a tiny one. They're all pretty tiny. I wouldn't touch that if I were you because it's very, very hard. Tastes alright. Excuse me, Mr. Fingers.
I only tasted the bread. So the bread's all right. Now the bread's not very hot, Mummy. Now the bread's not hot.
Is that too much for you, Tim? Will that be okay?
That's
nice. Chew with it. Right there, Alan. This is very hot, Tim, so don't touch whatever you do. You'll be crying. This is you now, coming up.
Me? Where's my other plate? Where's my other plate?
In the washing up.
Here's my big
careful,
plate.
Don't tip it off. Can't read it straight. Mind your hand!
Can I bring this one and Tim bring the next one? I probably bought two. No, I bring one and then Tim bring
no,
one.
No, me bring this one.
That's for Daddy.
And I bring the next one.
Very, very
careful. Yes. Okay. Is that alright for you, Daddy? I'll put your bib on, Tim.
This needs some more room.
It does, but it'll do for now. I've been thinking it needed some more room for the last few meals.
That's enough. I've not even put any on yet.
Are you going to sit down properly, please?
Could you put
legs
some on?
In front of you, remember?
No.
No?
Could you put some on? Are we not standing up?
Stand up to have our dinner, doing that.
Oh, no. Who knows?
Yes, we do.
Can you sit down properly, please?
Mummy, when we started.
We're starting now, so could you sit down on your bottom?
We can't start until
when we start after prayer, are we sitting?
No, I want you sitting down now before we begin. Come on.
Why?
Why do you think?
Because you might sit down in the middle of the prayer.
Right, are you going to say thank you?
Thank God, say amen.
Amen. Good grief.
What's the Soviet for?
Nothing.
Family
nothing.
Falling to pieces.
Who's falling to pieces?
Family. What? No, not really.
End of the week.
Yep. So, how's your day been then? Have you caught up with everything?
Nope.
It wasn't. Absolutely ridiculous. Then I had a sweet today.
But you didn't say that earlier. Her desk was even more
ridiculous. At school. And I had a sweet.
You had a sweet at school?
Yeah, do you know why?
Why did you have a sweet at school?
Because. Who was it?
I don't know. That wasn't that.
What was that lady you were talking about?
Julie.
Mm.
She's been with you, hasn't she, in school all day? Whenever.
She's a student.
For the week.
I don't know what she is, actually. She's looking
attached. She's been for the week, and today she's gone home.
I think she's maybe, He's going to be a nurse. Community service or something.
He's going to be a nurse.
Or one of these schemes, you know.
He's going to be a nurse, is she?
Mm. Oh, is she? Be a nurse in a hospital. Oh, well then. So what was she doing with you then?
She learned
about
the
topic.
She's not done it yet.
Well, she'll be going soon, perhaps.
But it's going to be
a meanwhile, meanwhile, she's got to do something
positive. Was she actually in your class this week then? All the time? Mm. Helping Mrs.
But who wasn't there today?
Mrs. Wasn't she? Why not?
Did
you? Who was it today?
Mrs. This is our back door, yeah. It's been banging all night because I can't be bothered to go out there and shut it. I'm so hopeless. Waking them up. Come on, if they're asleep during the day, they ought to be woken up. Do you want to go out there and do it then now?
Oh.
Okay, I'm guilty.
I'm mad. I'm guilty.
Mum,
mum's not hot.
Actually, mum's not too bad, are you?
What's daddy doing?
He's gone to shut the back gate because mummy couldn't be bothered. She should have done it ages ago. It keeps banging in the wind.
It was very windy today.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Were you out in the playground in the wind?
Yeah. Actually, it started to rain when we just got in the car, but then we had to get her out again. It was all right. That was a bit windy.
It's very windy.
It's
raining.
Yeah, it's a little bit of rain. Look, it's raining today. Just a little bit. I didn't feel very much. I looked in spot. But when we were in, it was raining very hard. We saw loads and loads.
It was a
of
rainbow stuff. Today. Did you see the rainbow?
Yeah. I saw a rainbow today.
Did you?
Yeah. Pretty oh, exciting. Or was it driving to the shops or anything? Certainly in Redditch anyway. I saw it looking over that way towards Churchill. So.
Oh, but the one I saw was about Albers 2. Yes. I must have missed the one that you saw.
I was chewing. Yeah, you get them all in different places. Where is Cedar?
You can get rainbows in different places.
The rainbow. The van.
You saw a rainbow with Anne? That would be the same rainbow as I saw, I think.
Today? Have you seen Anne today?
And guess what I've been doing today?
What have you been doing today? You've been teaching? Really? All day or part of the day?
Just half a day.
Really? Oh. Which half a day?
Yeah.
Oh. So what happened to you then, if Mummy was teaching?
Remember
did Mummy take you to school?
Anne.
No.
Anne, what were we talking about?
You go to Anne's house and play with Martin.
And
Ian.
And Ian.
Apparently he and Ian had a bit of a do, didn't you, together? Did you keep hitting each other or something?
No.
Oh. What happened with the postman Pat and the... What was it? Postman Pat and Fireman Sam or something?
Yeah.
And you didn't get on very well, did you?
Yeah.
No. Don't want to know.
And said they kept both wanting the same thing at the same time. A bit traumatic, I think. Probably two afternoons in 1 week was a little bit too much.
With the same ones.
Well, Miss Pitt rang me up about 8:40 and said, could I come in for the day? And I said, you've had it for the day. Well, consider the afternoon. So I thought it
was because Mrs.
No, I wasn't in his class. That's why she was panicking, I think, because she got Mrs. off and she got June Till off.
Really? Both off sick.
So I think because I'd done her class once before, she thought, I'll roll her in again. Apparently she's been off all week. June Till. Which is interesting because I think I saw her on Wednesday night. Oh no, it was the week last Wednesday, wasn't it? I know, it was quite nice in her classroom today because
I'll do with you.
Four of the
I'll do with you, Weetie.
That's right. You eat your mine.
four of the problems had disappeared off with Mrs.
I've done it as well. 1, 2, 3. I'm really going to know it.
What about Mummy? It's Mummy's place.
Me?
Who's the winner?
Mummy won.
Have a look at Mummy's plate.
The Mummy can't have. She won't finish first on pudding.
Who won't?
She won't finish first on pudding.
I won't finish first on pudding. I might do.
You won't have it first.
You missed me.
I saw you had a drink of water.
Tim's been to nursery today.
You went to Holly Cottage, did you?
And I got a letter.
And you got a letter? Well, you wrote to Gwen, didn't you?
Yeah, and Gwen.
And she's written to you, has she?
Write to me. Mum, the letter just ran on it.
I saw the letter that you wrote. You said, thank you very much for the duck's egg. Or something like that, did you?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know, you read it. What was it saying? You'll have to read it to Daddy after tea.
It said, she said
you're going to lay another egg. Oh, that's right, she said you were going to ask the duck or something to lay another egg for you.
Is this one of the ducks at the place?
Yeah. She's got 3 ducks and a drake, apparently.
What's a drake?
A male duck. You know, like, there's mummies and daddies, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ducks and drakes are just the same. Drakes are the gentlemen.
So there's no babies?
Not at Holly Cottage, no.
How often do the ducks lay eggs?
Good question. Don't know. Apparently they're laying profusely at the moment.
Have you seen them laying eggs, the ducks, at Holly Cottage?
But they haven't had any success with ducklings.
Come on, it's fine.
Right.
We got some painting today.
And I've done my work. I've got finished.
You finished your work, Steve?
We haven't spent much on that, have we? Mm-hmm. What's in it? Counting things, is it?
I have lots and lots of books.
You have lots and lots of books?
At school.
Oh, yes, at school you do.
I have lots
Tim
of
has
books.
One book at nursery, don't you? A nursery. Workbook.
One at a time. Is everyone else
now? What? It's not a nursery anymore, it's at home, isn't it? Because we've finished it.
What happens if we get
to the new one?
You've got a new one now at nursery. Because we've got the old one at home, haven't we?
I've got all the goodies to get it.
You will have to get all the goodies and get it.
What happens if someone died of numbers?
Who runs out of numbers?
How many figures run? What if he forgets what number he's on?
That doesn't even matter, does it?
What book number?
Doesn't even matter.
It's not like your books.
Come on!
I finished mine.
It's not like your maths books, but you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Come on.
She just makes it up as she goes.
What am I supposed to do?
She draws in pictures.
Have my drink.
Maybe what happens if
she won't run out of books because she'll make some new ones. She makes her own. There is a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't want any more to touch.
There's a little bit more to eat, Daddy, if you're interested.
No, thank you.
Right. No. Children?
Yeah.
No. Oh, gracious.
I only don't want any carrots.
Oh, alright. Tim?
No, not much.
No carrots and no tomato. Try that, see what. Oh, I can't do it like that.
No carrots, please.
It's hardly worth
carrot.
It.
No carrots, please.
I've done my best.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
A tiny bit more.
We've had that.
Tomato!
Well, I'm sorry, it's a bit difficult to get the tomato because it's all chopped in with the mince, you see. I'm sorry it's not called on blur, dear, like you've been having at Pontypool.
Hours?
Wow.
Well,
how
did
you like to go to the tea?
You
I don't think so.
Exercises every day.
Mm.
Have you? You're keeping them up.
No, I haven't.
We did it last night at 10 o'clock.
I've been doing it.
Mummy.
I was very good at it, wasn't I, last night, don't you think?
Mummy.
Mm. Well, we're not supposed to do exercises, but we just had our tea, so see how we go.
We'll see how things go.
Oh, well, we haven't done that since
Nick was here. Since who was here? Nick. Yeah. Oh, perhaps you haven't. Perhaps someone ever done it.
We haven't. Dad, it's too much.
Mm. Anyway, you were telling me about meals.
Meals?
Mm. What's that? At Pontypool.
Oh, well,
a long
it was
time.
Just this meal we went out to in the evening. We went to hotel restaurant across the road. Which basically means you're going to afford a tablecloth or whatever.
We were Philistine though.
I was. I meant to call it what you said you think. I don't know what that means. It's a cafe without the tablecloth.
It's like that place with that cow pie. I thought that was the most boring meal ever. I was just trying to be different and failing miserably. Anyway,
I
go on.
I prefer tablecloths than conventional.
Did it take a long time?
Yeah, because we ordered whatever it was. About an hour later it arrived, but we were standing at the bar when we had to order it. So I was standing there for about an hour actually. And eventually they told us you could go upstairs and sit down at the table. So we did eventually order all of their food.
Was it any good? It came.
It's quite nice actually. Yes, it was. Yes, it was very tasty. It's very nice working around the space.
And this wasn't the hotel or anything? Well, obviously,
it was
the
hotel.
Couldn't afford the hotel meals.
But these are quite expensive.
Mummy, I've finished.
So, who paid for that then?
Mummy,
well, we paid
for the supplier.